This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. When you think of majestic forests, which ones come to your mind? Maybe Redwood National Park in California? Or how about the Amazon rainforest in South America? Well, I'm sure you're not thinking of the forest New York City is planning to build on top of a huge landfill. Or even the countless number of trees. You're not thinking of those when you think of forests that line Fifth Avenue. Foresters say, though, that these city parks can be just as grand as those in the wild. Associate producer Alexa Lim joined a few New York City ecologists to see how they're creating these urban parks.
Rich Hallett's job today is collecting leaves from the tops of trees. But he has an unusual way of doing it. He has an 8-foot-tall slingshot. He's shooting a beanbag connected to a nylon string 30 feet in the air towards the branches of a willow oak tree. But he keeps missing his target. When he finally nails it, if he finally nails it, the bag will dangle over a branch.
There we go.
He pulls on the string and sends a clump of leaves falling down. It's his first shot of the season, so he's still working out the kinks.
Hopefully we'll get back on our game.
Rich is a research ecologist with the U.S. Forest Service. He needs those leaves to test chlorophyll levels. He wants to measure the tree's photosynthetic capacity, how much energy it's producing. It'll give him an idea about how healthy this tree is. Today, he's testing the leaves at the Frank M. Charles Memorial Park. It's just a 10-minute walk from JFK Airport in Queens. You can actually watch the planes take off from across the bay. Rich used to study wild forest. He'd hike through the backcountry, sampling trees in remote places like Alaska's Tongass National Park and the Green Mountains in Vermont. The trees there can get much taller than this 61-foot willow oak. Sampling those leaves requires a little more precision.
The most efficient method is a shotgun. So we use a 12-gauge shotgun, we use No. 4 birdshot, and we always use steel shot and never lead. And obviously the shotgun is not appropriate for Queens.
Queens might seem like an unlikely place for a forester, but Rich says the trees in the city are fascinating because they have to outperform their country counterparts.
In our cities, we expect more from our trees than anywhere else. They have to be harder working than the trees out in our forests and mountains. They have to put up with soils that are man-made that they didn't evolve growing in, exhaust from cars, and just a lot of stress.
Rich's goal is to create an urban forest, getting trees to grow among the concrete and skyscrapers of New York City. There isn't much data on city trees. In the past, they had two different categories for trees, dead or alive. Rich and his fellow ecologist, Nancy Santi, want to understand how tough city living is impacting these trees.
We are still working towards quantifying to truly understand how trees interact with air quality, with greenhouse gas emissions, carbon sequestration, stormwater capture in tree pits, and just general hydrology.
New York City officials are also interested in that data. Trees soak up harmful greenhouse gas emissions and help offset the urban heat island effect. You might have experienced this effect. If you walk by a building on a summer night, sometimes you can feel heat radiating from it. Buildings and pavements soak up heat during the day and release it at night. That leads to warmer temperatures and increased energy use. It's one of the reasons for the citywide campaign to plant 1 million trees over the next decade.
Should we go back to our tree or do the big one?
Rich and Nancy are studying street trees. That's the technical name for the trees you see growing out of the sidewalks. Oak, maple, and black cherry are some of the common species in New York City. We're standing at the base of a red maple that was flooded by Hurricane Sandy. The tree is full of bright green leaves. It looks pretty healthy to me. But to really find out how stressed this tree is, they have to look at different indicators like leaf color, twig growth, and photosynthetic capacity. That brings us back to those leaves that Rich was pulling off the tree. He puts the leaf into a scanner and measures how much light the chlorophyll molecules are absorbing.
And so we're measuring leaf 2 now.
FV over FM is 0.294. And performance index is 0.037.
Based on this photosynthesis readout, this tree isn't performing very well. But Rich takes all of the numbers into account.
We see more leaves, a lot more leaves, actually. I'm still leaning towards a recovery scenario, maybe because I'm an optimist.
They're not sure exactly why this tree isn't doing better. It could be they're measuring it a few months earlier than last year, or maybe the harsh winter weather took its toll. And even if it doesn't survive, there's a bigger vision beyond individual street trees. New York City still has 100,000 more trees to plant in the five boroughs to reach that million tree goal.
It is wonderful to have some more equality in the distribution of our street tree population, at least. A lot of those trees are still very small, so as they mature, I think it will really change the face of our urban forest.
Ecologists Rich Hallett and Nancy Santi are just starting to piece together how complicated that urban ecosystem really is. And what they learned today could turn the concrete jungle a little greener. For Science Friday, I'm Alexa Lim.